Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Sebastian Page. Sophie, I gotta say, this book made me rethink pretty much everything I thought I knew about being a leader.
Hi there, Sam. Hi, everyone. Yeah, Page really flips the script. He says leadership isn't about a title or a corner office. It's about understanding the hidden wiring of the human mind, both your own and everyone around you. And that starts with a hard truth. We're not nearly as rational as we think we are.
Right, that's the foundation. We've got all these cognitive biases that mess with our judgment. Like confirmation bias, where you only look for evidence that supports what you already believe.
Exactly. And Page gives this great example of a CEO who's convinced a new product is a winner. They unconsciously seek out positive market research and dismiss anything negative. Then the product flops, and everyone's surprised. But it was predictable if you understand the bias.
So what's the fix? How do you lead if your own brain is working against you?
Intellectual humility. You have to actively seek out disconfirming evidence. Surround yourself with people who will challenge you, not just yes people. And create a culture where it's safe to say, I don't know.
That reminds me of the Dunning-Kruger effect he talks about. The most incompetent people are often the most confident, and the most competent are often unsure of themselves.
Right, and that's a huge problem in leadership. The overconfident manager leads the team off a cliff, while the truly skilled leader doubts themselves and holds back. The antidote is continuous learning and honest feedback.
And then there's groupthink. Page uses the Challenger disaster as an example, where everyone just went along because they didn't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, and that's not a failure of intelligence. It's a failure of psychological safety. To fight it, a leader has to actively encourage debate, maybe even appoint a devil's advocate, or leave the room so people can speak freely.
So far, it feels like the book is mostly about avoiding mistakes. But there's a positive side too, right? Motivation and trust?
Absolutely. Page challenges the old carrot and stick approach. Drawing on self-determination theory, he says real motivation comes from three needs: autonomy, competence, and relatedness. People need control over their work, a sense of mastery, and connection to others.
That makes so much sense. Micromanaging kills autonomy, and without it, people just disengage.
Then there's trust. Page breaks it down into credibility, reliability, and intimacy. Credibility is showing you know your stuff. Reliability is following through. And intimacy is vulnerability and genuine care. All three together build real trust.
I love that he says trust is built through small, consistent actions, not grand gestures. Like just remembering a personal detail about someone's life.
Exactly. And then he tackles the role of emotion. A lot of corporate culture treats emotion as weakness, but Page argues it's essential. People with damage to the emotional parts of their brain can't even make simple decisions. Emotion is what gives decisions their weight.
So a leader has to read the emotional temperature of the room. If everyone's scared, creativity shuts down. If they're excited, innovation happens.
Right. And that ties into change management. Most change initiatives fail because of the people side. Our brains see change as a threat. Leaders have to become change psychologists and communicate the why in a way that resonates emotionally.
And then there's the whole section on emotional intelligence. Page says EQ is a better predictor of success than IQ. Self-awareness is the foundation.
Yes, and he gives practical ways to build it, like mindfulness, journaling, and 360-degree feedback. Self-management is about choosing your response, not just reacting. And social awareness, especially empathy, is key.
He distinguishes between cognitive empathy, emotional empathy, and empathic concern. A leader needs all three to really connect.
And relationship management is where it all comes together. It's about influencing, inspiring, and developing others, not through manipulation, but through genuine connection.
He also talks about decision-making under uncertainty. We have bounded rationality, so we can't have perfect information. Leaders need a probabilistic mindset, thinking in odds, not right or wrong.
And watch out for the sunk cost fallacy. Just because you've invested a lot doesn't mean you should keep going. Sometimes you have to cut your losses.
Page's big conclusion is that leadership is an act of service. It's about creating conditions for others to do their best work. He says the leader is more like a gardener than a chess master. You create the soil, provide resources, and then get out of the way.
That's a beautiful metaphor. It's a shift from control to cultivation. The best leaders don't pretend to have all the answers. They ask the right questions and unlock the potential in their people.
Honestly, the one thing I'm taking away is that leadership starts with knowing yourself. Your biases, your emotions, your blind spots. If you don't do that work, nothing else matters.
And if you want to dive deeper into this book or any of the 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles, you can read or listen to full summaries on the 7-Minute Books app. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a pretty good deal. So, Sophie, anything else to wrap us up?
Just that this book reminds us that leading isn't about commanding, it's about connecting. When you understand the psychology of the people you lead, you can truly help them grow. We'll see you in the next one.